So what are the chances of New South Wales facing a devastating second wave like that that was experienced in Victoria? Professor Catherine Bennett is the Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University. She's optimistic that contact tracers in New South Wales can keep ahead of the Northern Beaches cluster.
Then I do think we can get on top of this. It's quite different to the start of Victoria's second wave for a whole lot of reasons. But most importantly, it's the fact that these cases are linked. They're able to go out to all their contacts. And increasingly, we're in a position to have contacts in isolation before they're infectious. And that's how we close this down.
Will good contact tracing be enough? Anecdotally, speaking to Sydneysiders this morning, many are wondering why the government isn't doing more, for example, mandating masks or having a brief lockdown. Will this so-called gold standard contact tracing be enough to knock it on the head?
Look, I for one, actually think mandating masks would be a good idea. In terms of the hard lockdown, Northern Beaches, it makes sense. That's the area where there's most of these local exposure sites or the core ones at the start of this cluster. But equally, what we're doing through this really rapid follow-up of cases and getting out to their contacts and asking them to isolate is really bringing that lockdown to the virus. It's taking it to the people who are at highest risk of exposure.
I was having a look at the daily figures for Victoria over the year today and having a look at the point where Victoria was at a similar level of numbers to where New South Wales is at the moment. The numbers bounced around a bit and then they took off really quickly. You were talking about some of the differences before between Victoria and New South Wales. What's the thing that reassures you the most?
Well, I think I likewise was looking back over the Victorian numbers, and back in June 20 we had 25 cases a day in Victoria. But the big difference was even then, with only 25 cases, only a quarter of them, those community cases, could be linked back to other known cases. And very rapidly after that, by July 8, so we're only talking, 3 weeks later, it was down to 10% of cases. So we're getting all these community cases and we didn't know how they linked to other cases or locations. We also had the virus landing in parts of the community where we had large households and lots of casual workers. So even though we only had 25 cases on June 20, we already had two aged care facilities in lockdown. So the virus getting into workplaces and aged care was critical in Victoria. It's the thing that really accelerated this wave and caused, the spillage back into the community in other homes and neighbourhoods, which really made this a major event. In New South Wales, we don't have that same picture. And while we do have some salons, pubs, gyms and other places exposed, not having it in major workplaces and in particular not having it in healthcare is a major advantage.
How much does geography help? There have often been jokes about the insular peninsula on the northern beaches, but it may be the greatest blessing in this outbreak in some ways.
Well, that's right. I mean, it certainly is a contained area and that's a positive. It's also warmer weather. So not going into winter but being in summer does help with that local environment, even in the northern beaches, but certainly more widely across Sydney. So all these little things are just that advantage that really does make me optimistic that we're not looking at the start of another major wave, that this is containable. And all the information to date, particularly today's numbers, as you say, they will fluctuate, but hopefully we'll hear when we get the next round of numbers that these are people who are not just linked but all already in quarantine and could have been isolated before they were infectious. That's what makes it much more containable. And then you've kind of reached the edge of the outbreak because those people can't have passed it on.
That's Professor Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University.